There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Into the second hour of the program. Of course, we have time for you, though the phone lines are loaded up right now. You can still get in on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. If you do want to try calling in, 855-450-FREE. But we've got a lot of people who want to talk on the immigration subject. It's an issue that gets people riled up. Number one, because people don't really understand the issue. They don't really... They just get emotional about it because they've been told they're going to take your jobs and all kinds of other things that are designed to whip people up into an emotional state and get them to not think about, you know, the economics of a lot of this. And there's one man who you definitely don't want to trust on his economic opinion, and that's Bernie Sanders. The guy is a socialist. He is an admitted socialist, and he is now also saying that the border should remain closed, that open borders is a right-wing plot, according to Bernie Sanders. So I think it's interesting that many of the people who call this show, who are also against open borders,
certainly wouldn't identify as socialists,
are now on the same side with Bernie Sanders. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Let's go to see how many other Bernie Sanders supporters we have on the line. Now, I don't know necessarily in advance until you speak, because when we have a call screening process here, it's very, very slight. So really, we only ask you in one word, what do you want to talk about? So we don't know when somebody's calling in necessarily what exactly they're going to say. A lot of talk show call screeners will make someone tell them exactly the words that are going to come out of their
mouth.
You've
either got to agree with them if they want you to agree, or you've got to disagree with them and usually be dumb. Right? Like they don't want somebody who disagrees and can make them look bad, right? Because all talk radio appears to be, to me, all about looking good for the host.
All right, so let's go first. We got Ken. He's in Indy listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Ken. You're on with Ian and Mark.
Hi, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, Ken. Go ahead, sir.
I understand that you're open borders supporters.
And yes, we are freedom supporters.
Yeah. My question is, where do you think equilibrium will be if, in fact, you get your wish and we have open borders?
Yeah, I'd like to address that because I think that's probably the best question
Good
out there.
Question.
Is what happens? Really? The whole country's going to be overrun. And what I think would happen if people didn't rush in super quickly is that you would have a situation where countries would have to shape up or ship out very quickly, like the states of Mexico and many Central American states and maybe places like Syria and many war-torn places where people would get gone from very quickly. These countries would have to provide significantly better customer service to their citizens, or they would lose them, right? Like, if you were king of some piece of land that was out in the middle of the desert where nobody lived, you would be king of crapola. And what I'm suggesting is that people that rule countries like to have people to rule, and what they need is they need pressure towards human freedom in order to be better rulers.
Well,
so how's that?
But didn't you just get done telling one of your other callers that governments aren't worth a crap at doing anything?
Yeah, they generally aren't.
No, what he's saying is they should get out of the way. So one thing governments can do is stop meddling in people's business. And what, Mark, you're saying is those other governments of the world, given that they know they're losing people to what would be this freer America where people could actually come here to make a better life for themselves, they would then, in theory, Mark, they would allow their people more freedoms so as to retain them in their country. That's what you were saying, right? That's not,
right.
That doesn't require the government to do anything except leave people alone.
Okay, so you expect the Iranians and the Mexicans and all of the other dictators out there to leave their people alone. I still didn't get an answer to my question. What do you think the equilibrium is? We got 300 million people now. Do we level off at 4 or 5? Where do we level off?
Well, I don't think that you get a number. If you're talking about human freedom, this is one of the things that you don't get. You don't get static numbers. If you'll take a look at, have you been through Montana or Wyoming?
Sure.
Okay, have you pushed the radio search button when you were on the road in Montana?
I have indeed.
Did you see it circle and circle and circle and never land on a station?
Yeah.
That is an indication of just how open the United States is in places. Now, there are plenty of places where you see more. I mean, if you take a look at metropolitan areas around the world, you'll see that places like New York, Chicagoland, and L.A., these are a drop in the bucket compared to, other metropolitan areas.
I think the U.S. is like 96%.
I didn't think you could handle more people. I asked you if you think there's an upper limit.
I don't think there is. I think that, the world could live in the United States and they'd get, I think it was 10 acres. You shouldn't quote me on it. But they'd have quite a bit of space if the entire world lived in the U.S.
And that's not if you build upwards.
I'm not suggesting that. But I am saying that what that's going to do is put pressure on other governments to do better jobs. The United States government would receive less pressure because people would be coming in. So it would get more tyrannical over time, as it has been over the last couple of decades. And then other governments would get more free, and then you would see people moving there. There are currently plenty of places that are more free than the United States.
Well, okay. Like I said, I think that you're wrong that the population wouldn't explode and be burgeoning out of control. And if you
what does it even mean to be out of control? What does that mean?
What would that look like? What does population out of control look like to you?
Check out the channel.
The tunnel.
Check out the tunnel in Calais.
Does anyone live there?
That's out of control. There's 1,500 people fighting to sneak onto the train to get to England every day.
Okay.
That's out of control.
Is England out of control? Because, I mean, I'm not really concerned about the apparatus by which people get into the country. I'm much more concerned with, are you talking about poop rolling in the streets? Are you talking about buildings on fire?
If you get to some point, yes, we're not equipped to handle the type of growth I think you would get with open borders. And I think you're being unrealistic to pretend like the kings and the mullahs and the people are going to the leaders of other countries are going to get suddenly much more.
No, it wouldn't be sudden. It would take some time. But also immigration wouldn't be sudden either.
Millions and millions.
It's fine. The market can handle it. You either believe that the market can handle people coming into it or not.
There are houses sitting open all over the place in this country. I mean, with the economic downturn in real estate, there's plenty. Go to East St. Louis. Go to Memphis. Go to Detroit. You will see houses that are standing empty.
You can buy a Detroit house for a dollar. Thanks, Ken, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Yeah, they do. Look, dude, if you're going to be traveling from one country to another, you at the very least have to be able to afford to leave your country. That doesn't mean you have a whole lot of money, but it means you at the very least have gotten to that point. And not everybody in the world is just ready to pick up and go.
Even if you, okay, so if his concern is that people don't have enough money to, say, live here or something like that, even if you require everybody to have $10,000 that moves to the United States, you're going to do a huge favor to people that want to work hard. They're going to save up $10,000 and send one hard worker from their family over there so that they can begin moving more and more people. Either way, nobody's going to call me and disagree the immigration system in this country isn't screwed up. Nobody's going to say, oh, yeah, you know what? Our government bureaucrats have done a really good job putting together the immigration system. Well, they're not getting any pressure from United States citizens because the United States citizens are all like, oh, I got mine. What do I care about an immigrant? All they are is a bunch of dirty brown people trying to come here and leech off of welfare. Well, that's a crappy attitude. It's a really crappy attitude. And it doesn't speak at all to our immigrant heritage.
So if there is any kind of scaling issue, because that was the concern there, I think that Ken had, that the country, the U.S., wouldn't be able to scale up fast enough. The housing wouldn't be able to be built fast enough. The roads wouldn't be able to handle all of the traffic that would be on it from this huge immigration boom. And really, if that happens, it's a failure of government. It's a failure because government gets in the way of people who want to build houses, and the government takes care of the roads.
If what your concern is there'll be too many cars on the road, Who controls the roads? If your concern is there'll be too much sewage, who controls the sewage? If your concern is there won't be enough water, who controls the water?
Yep.
All of your problems are government problems. Stop letting these shiftless, lazy, useless government bureaucrats, they're none of those things, they just get the wrong incentives, but these disincentivized government bureaucrats, stop letting them run your life.
And stop looking to them for solutions to problems that you perceive, because they're going to disappoint you. 855-450-FREE, and then you'll just end up less free. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in toll-free and join us here at 855-450-FREE, or you may connect with us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
And King Mark.
Cell 411. It's a decentralized micro-social network that allows users to manage, create, and respond to alerts and emergencies in real time. So let's say you are in a neighborhood watch, or maybe you're an activist or a medical worker. This is a perfect app for you. If you're a neighborhood watch person, you can actually use the app to send an alert that you are observing crime being committed. And then everybody else in your neighborhood watch, you can send that alert to them. They're going to get it show up on their smartphones. It's going to show them that Mark is observing a crime being committed, and there is his location. He is that far away from you. Will you be able to help Mark? And then the app allows you to respond or to not respond to that person's alert. And so when you do respond, Mark will be informed that so-and-so is responding. This thing works, and it works out of the box. I'm really impressed with Cell 411, especially for activist purposes. It's got things like cop blocking built right into it, where if you are engaging in cop blocking, which you can learn more about at copblock.org, you can send an alert about that too. Now, your other friends also have to have the app, so go and get it over at the Android App Store, or the Play Store as they call it, Cell 411, C-E-L-L 411, and I think it's all of 99 cents, which is a great price. It supports the efforts of the Cell 411 programmers and supports the next update, which is going to make it even better. So whether you're pulled over by police, whether you need medical help, or even if your car breaks down, this can help you alert your chosen friends, and you can have different groups of them, to what's going on in your life, and also you can receive their alerts. So it's very cool. Cell 411, go check it out. I'm using it on my cell phone, by the way. Let's go to and continue with your calls and thoughts. I believe we've got Scotty. He's in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, Scotty.
Okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, I want to talk about the immigration issue. Well, I'm one of them hardliners. I mean hardliners.
Hardliner, okay.
Okay. Now, the government has screwed things up.
Oh, yeah.
But now, to get things straightened out, we probably going to have to go to a police state.
Do you want that?
Or the borders. As far as the borders. Do you remember the Iron Curtain?
Yes. I mean, it was always considered a bad thing when I was a kid, yeah?
Yeah, it was a bad thing. Because they kept their people out and they kept the people from going in.
Yeah.
But it worked. Somebody says you can't stop the border.
When you say it worked, do you mean it worked to help destroy communism?
It certainly didn't help their economies.
I'm not talking about whether it destroyed communism, because there was other things that destroyed communism within themselves about the crooked government with themselves. And so we should, that's the thing. Yeah.
Okay. So a hardliner wants to... A hardliner wants to give over something as important as immigration to the crooked government. Is that what your claim is?
Okay, I'm saying let's do it. Let's just enforce the law.
No, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
Hold on. Let's just come home. We've heard this Turkish guy say a few minutes ago, they're neighbors. All right. You live in a house.
You don't own my house, dude. I live in a house, and I'm inviting all the Mexican people to come here to my house and work.
I'm not saying
I know what it is. You live in a house. Do you want people to come in and eat your food?
No, you're jumping to a conclusion, Mark. Maybe he's going to say something.
I've heard it 100 times.
Maybe he's going to say something totally new. You don't know.
Well, why do you have security cameras?
To keep out people that would harm me. Some of them government agents.
Some of them government agents, but who would be more likely to harm you?
The government agents.
No, and the people that are roaming the streets that, as you said, have become tyrannical. Not only the government, but the people have. Now, you're talking about, this is the argument too. I know some people. I personally know some people, some of my kinfolks, who have actually lost wages because whether they're, and I'm not going to say whether they're illegal or legal, but because that they've had immigrants come in and cut them down. Now, what
this happens. This absolutely happens, and I do not want to minimize this. Well, wait a second. I think it's really important. Let's address this for a second. You do realize that, for instance, factory work outpriced the blacksmiths and the farriers and the candlestick makers, right?
Yes, but they were more efficient.
Well, getting paid for somebody who pays who charges you less is more efficient than somebody who charges you more.
Thanks, Scotty, for the call, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And why shouldn't a business owner be able to choose the more efficient employee option?
If you cannot outcompete somebody who can barely speak English,
just cry about it and start asking your government people to do your dirty work.
You need to find a different line of work if you can't compete against somebody who does not have a command of the language.
All right, let's continue. We got AJ.
High school students are taking your jobs.
AJ is in South Carolina. Go ahead.
Thanks, y'all, for taking my call.
Go ahead.
I'm always waiting online. But actually, I do agree with closing the borders. Not forever, for a little while, because a lot of people don't understand. The economy's fine. The economy is perfectly fine. We got people to support the business owners. We've got people to support the business owners. We've got people to do the jobs. We are producing services. So, therefore, our economy is perfectly fine. Now, the amount of people who are employed is not. The reason being is because our school systems have brought us up to work for other people rather than work for ourselves. As long as we're working for other people, we will never be successful. And that's the thing. I'm not saying close borders forever. Close them for the next, 50
years. I'm saying this.
So the government is...
schools.
Wait. So just to follow you here. So how many times have you seen the government increase the size of their operation, the scope of their bureaucracy, and then go back down?
Oh, many times.
Really?
That isn't something new, because what they do is they try to find the most efficient way to produce.
When was the last time the government increased its size dramatically and then lowered down?
I'm sorry if
I miscommunicated.
It's always been big government.
Right, because what happens is government grows over time and then it doesn't shrink, does it?
Yeah, no.
So what makes you think they'll ever make this temporary?
But the thing is that, well, we wouldn't be able to survive if it wasn't, because...
You know that you're a small government guy trying to fix two government bureaucracies in a telephone call, right? So let's just start here for a second. You close the government schools. They're the worst school in a given neighborhood, and they're so bad we're forced to fund them. They're never going to get any better because they have no incentive for getting any better. They have zero incentive for making it so people learn to work on their own. Government wants people to work for it.
AJ, stand by.
Secondly,
we'll bring
you get the government out of immigration, and you'll have better immigration.
All right, there's more on the way here. I love both of those ideas. Unfortunately, the government will not be doing those things because they don't get smaller until they fail completely, it seems like, at least at the national level.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's a radio show where you can call in and bring up whatever you want, though the phones are hot and heavy on the immigration topic tonight, as it tends to happen with the immigration topic, because people get real upset about it. They think people are going to come steal their jobs, so they side with Bernie Sanders in trying to stop them. That's right, Bernie Sanders now coming out in favor of keeping closed borders. Although Bernie is claiming that open borders, which we advocate here on Free Talk Live, is a right-wing plot, even though that previously, when we've talked about open borders on Free Talk Live, we've been accused of being leftists. So I gotta say, that leaves me pretty confused.
I don't think I'm either.
This whole right-left thing doesn't really make much sense to me. Let's go to back to AJ. He's in South Carolina. AJ, you say that you want to have a police state, but only temporarily, and you think that the government should ratchet that back after some time. What was it, 6 months, 6 years? I forget what you said there.
Well, no. It would take some time now.
How long?
At least 50 years to get a generation trained to create businesses. The whole idea is to cut off the borders for now, because we need those workers back. That's what's pushing our economy right now.
And when you say cut off the borders,
workers back, where are they going?
They go back to their countries, fend for themselves, just for, you know, for now. Okay. But the thing is that this isn't going to happen because a lot of the bigger companies are using these illegal immigrants or legal immigrants that work for less to produce more service.
Now, you know that you're going to have to, I mean, these big companies also take their services, their manufacturing elsewhere because wages are lower in other countries. And then are you going to also put up sort of a blockade for, goods and services, goods coming from other countries?
See, that's the thing, is we need to cut off. Now, we do need goods. We are trading goods and services with other countries.
Yeah.
That is true. And that is what is also pushing this country. But my point is that we need to revise what's going on here. And it all boils down, really, to our school systems.
And you want to just not our school systems. Those are their crappy school systems. I got nothing to do with them. I would never send my child to one of their government schools, and I would just ask them to leave me alone.
We can talk about education. That's a separate
issue.
But
this is really central to his point, is that what he believes that in 50 years he can make government school systems better. In 50 years they have gotten worse, right? If only somebody would put him in charge.
Government programs fail, and even if you were in charge of it, AJ, they'd fail too.
That's the thing, is that we need to make school systems better, government school systems. Now,
here's how you make it better. You get the government out of it.
My last year of school.
Now, that's a good idea.
Was it better?
Well, I learned more in that year than I did my entire...
So why do you want to fix the damn government schools? Just forget about them, man. Stop funding them. Stop sending your kids to them and opt out.
Because if you do that, then they're going to spend the money somewhere else, not on the kids.
Why don't you just stop funding them?
Oh, so you are certain that the government's going to continue to take the amount of money that it's going to continue to take?
Absolutely. Why would they not?
What?
Why would they not?
Apparently,
absolutely. If people who claim to be small government can claim that they're going to continue to send the same amount of money to the government, that's why they're continuing to take it.
Well,
I have stopped.
Well, apparently, you know, you seem to understand that they're not going to stop doing what they're doing, and so obviously you also should understand that when you increase the police state, that they're not just going to roll that back. Those police agencies aren't going to, you know, say, all right, go ahead and take our powers away from us now. We've accomplished our goal. That just doesn't happen. That's just not how government works. And, AJ, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. It's just, you know, it's pure fantasy what he's talking about.
Nothing is so permanent as a temporary government program, Milton Friedman.
All right, 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Dave is in New York. You can bring up anything you want here. Dave, go ahead.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Long time, no talk.
Oh, it's this Dave.
Yes.
Hey, Dave. What do you want to share tonight?
How has the world been harming you, Dave?
I have something I have to say. Rebecca Hillgraves is a very bad person.
Well, we don't know who that is, and that's an alleged statement. Dave, without using people's real names and trying to drag people through the mud without them having a chance to respond, why don't you just tell us what the issue is?
Well, I was planning on, you know, using some, you know, bad foul language, but, you know, since this is a FCC broadcasted, blah, blah, blah.
Thanks, Dave. Go ahead.
She runs a show every Saturday afternoon on a site called stillstream.fm, and I've been recording her shows. I've also been recording your shows as well from Free Talk Live and other talk shows.
What does she
whatever.
Do? Is she a music disc jockey, or what is her gig?
Yeah, she's a music disc jockey, and I completely hate her.
Why? Because she won't play your requests?
No. Because I kept on recording her shows, and I put them onto a site called Mixcloud, and, you know, she found out about it, and then she went and reported me to Mixcloud. I hate her.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. She shouldn't be snitching on you like that. It's a shame when – thanks for the call, Dave. It's a shame. I mean, I don't appreciate him being so angry, but I can understand the frustration. It sucks when somebody that you were a fan of, you know, turns against you. Like back when, you remember when Metallica went after the file sharers back in the Napster days, like a decade or something ago? Maybe more than a decade ago now. I think it was early aughts when that happened. Metallica looked real bad when they went after their fans. Now, no one really likes Dave, so I'm sure that there's no one really going to rally to his side on this. For those that are new to the show, Dave used to be a chronic caller to Free Talk Live, and he always calls complaining about somebody doing something awful to him that is a perceived wrong. In this case, that's not cool. Like, here on Free Talk Live, go ahead, record our clips. Put them on YouTube, put them on Mixcloud, put them on SoundCloud. We don't care. We don't believe in intellectual property, and a lot of times some of our listeners can make our show, you know, more entertaining by taking a clip out and then putting it up on a YouTube channel or something like that. Thank you for putting that work in. I don't have the time, nor do I want to make the time to
adding value.
That kind of work. Yeah, so thank you. And, you know, it shows that they appreciate what you're doing because they're taking the time to do that, right? Like, you know, there's somebody out there that's made an Ian Googling and a Mark Googling, and now there's apparently like an Ian Shopping List channel on Twitter. Like, wow, what an honor to have somebody spending their precious time on building our brand for us. So I guess she doesn't understand that, whoever this disc jockey was. She doesn't really see things that way. And if she wants to get into a fight with Dave, Well, good luck to her. Let's continue here, and we'll talk to Tom. He's in Lincoln, Nebraska. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I have to confess I went to one of the Bernie rallies on Wednesday, and I'm going to plead guilty and throw myself on the mercy of the court. I'm a Bernie supporter.
Uh-oh.
I feel like he's more honest than many of the politicians. Of course, he's an honest socialist.
What do you like about him? Give me a point number one. What's the big attraction to Bernie Sanders?
Well, it seems to me the biggest problem we have is a class war. You know, the way if you read about Piketty's book and things like that, all the income's going one way, and that's not a fair. Or
you mean the class of the government class attacking the rest of us? I see that.
You're just less of a socialist than Bernie.
I'm not a socialist at all. I believe that I believe in human freedom, and socialism is all about the state controlling
state
economics.
Ownership of means of production.
Yeah.
So you want to completely eliminate government?
I'd like to completely eliminate the concept of the state. I believe once governments are no longer tied to land masses and they no longer claim a monopoly privilege over the use of violence, then that we will, you know, have much greater human freedom. I think we're a ways from it, though.
A ways from it? We've never had the kind of government you're describing.
Absolutely. You're right. Governments, the state is an evolution from the master-servant paradigm that has been around since the agrarian revolution, perhaps before that.
Perhaps wavy. I mean, how are you going to stop me from running stop signs if you don't have any government?
Well,
who's stopping you now?
Who stops the cops from running stop signs?
I see people run the stop sign outside of the studio all the time. And in most cases, it's a smart thing to do because it saves time and it saves your brakes.
No, it's very dangerous, and if it happened on a...
It depends on where you are, sir.
Depends on the stop sign.
If you are at a T-junction, which is where we are, where one way is going straight, the other way is sort of adjacent to it, is perpendicular to it, then the straight lane shouldn't have to stop. The perpendicular lane should have to stop. But that's, in a fantasy world.
I would say the answer to your question is that the road owner should figure out what happens if people don't stop. What happens if people don't stop at the stop sign at Walmart? They can't get a ticket for it, but they usually stop.
All right, there's going to be more coming up here. Tom, if you want to stand by, I'll talk to you more about Bernie Sanders. We got a real-life Bernie Sanders supporter on here.
There's a lot of them. He's popular right now.
He's the first one that's called the show in recent memory, though. Yeah. 855-453 is our toll-free number, and we'll bring your call on as well. You can bring up anything on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
We
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live happening now, and we've got time for you, plenty of it, actually. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to get back to our Bernie Sanders supporter, who's actually on the line tonight. It was actually the Bernie Sanders we opened the show up with tonight. I am no fan of Bernie Sanders or socialism. I think socialism is a terrible idea, and I imagine a lot of our listeners would be nodding their heads in agreement, because we're on a lot of conservative radio stations, and of course conservative talk show hosts have talked a lot of crap about socialists over the years, and I'm sure rightfully so. But the thing with conservatives is they won't admit where they actually support socialism, which of course is all over the place. You know, how many of these conservative politicians are proposing the end of, let's say, Social Security or Medicare or whatever? Well, there's so many different government wealth redistribution programs.
The military is a socialist program.
Yeah, the military is a huge socialist program. So I'm against socialism, period. And I just think it's interesting old Bernie Sanders is supporting a border crackdown, basically saying he supports closed borders. And so do a lot of conservatives that call this show. Politics makes for strange bedfellows, huh? You know, if you're taking a position that Bernie Sanders supports, you might want to take a second look at that issue. Not to say Bernie is wrong about everything. I think he's right about Ed Snowden. Like, at least from what I've heard, I heard a rumor that Bernie Sanders supports some sort of clemency for Snowden. So he's better on Snowden than some of the other politicians. But so far, that's the only thing I've heard about Bernie Sanders that I could possibly agree with. Anyway, let's continue on here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll go back to Tom. He is in Lincoln, Nebraska. Tom, you were giving us some reasons why you thought Bernie Sanders is somebody worth supporting. So go ahead, give us another reason why you're excited about him.
Well, the main thing is the class struggle, you know, the difference between the people who need help and the people who are the so-called takers. Like the Koch brothers, you know, the people who have...
Well, the Koch brothers built their fortune by, you know, making products and services that people actually want. I mean, that's not taking. That's offering something in exchange for value. It's the government guys that are taking things that they don't belong to them. That's what governments do. That's what the state does. They take, take, take. And they never stop.
I was under the mistaken impression that the Koch brothers made their fortune by choosing their parents well, like most rich people.
I thought they didn't they have you know, like some paper business that they made?
They do own Georgia Pacific.
Well, tell you what, I'm doing okay. I'm comfortable, and I spent 8.5 years in prison. So tell me about the class struggle.
Well, the class, you know, what we need is we need a society that distributes its wealth.
We need a society where hardworking people can make a good living.
Well, what if you're disabled? What if you're sick?
Indeed. What if those things occur? If you create a system where you just hand out money, you incentivize people talking about how they're disabled and how they're sick. Do you want that? Or do you want actual poor people who can't make a living to be able to get some help from people who voluntarily give it to them?
But there aren't enough volunteers. You know, charities.
How do you know? Yeah. You're already stealing 30% of people's money. How do you know there wouldn't be more volunteers? I give all kinds of money.
For the 8 years you were in prison, how much did you give?
Well, you know how much I gave when I was in prison. Thanks for the low blow.
Well, sorry to be honest with you, but this is...
I didn't give anything while I was in prison.
Well, that's the problem. You know, everybody says they give a lot, but they
don't. The problem isn't for the people that are in prison not giving enough for the... What kind of lunatic are you?
Did you see how much Romney gave on his when he released...
I could really care less what Romney did. Okay. Romney's a government bureaucrat. All this is about is Democrats versus Republicans to you, and I got news for you. They're a bunch of stinking liars.
Calm down. Let me just tell you that there, private giving does not and never has completely filled the gap. We can't live without government.
We don't
right?
know what the gap
Tom,
is. We don't know what the gap is because we don't currently because they the government will take and give to other people. We don't even know what the gap is.
Well, here's the thing you're missing anyway, Tom. If you didn't have the government stealing from people, then people would have more to give privately. And further, when you give money privately, it's more efficient because you're actually giving money to organizations that deserve it rather than the organizations the bureaucrats think are important. Thanks for the call tonight. So when people give privately to charity, you get to choose the charities that are receiving your donations. If a charity is not being efficient, if a charity is, let's say you look at their books or whatever, and they're spending 90% of the money they get in on their office staff and only 10% on the people they're supposed to be helping, you as a donor can say, whoa, I'm not going to be giving any money to you until you turn this around to 10% to your office staff and 90% to the people you're trying to help. And if you can't do it, well, I'll be giving to this other organization over here because they give 30% to the office staff and 70% to... Yeah, so you get to make that decision, which means the money given is allocated more efficiently, which means that private giving is probably, according to Dr. Mary Rohr, it's something like 8 times more efficient than government.
So here's the difficulty. Private charities give about 70% of their money to... To the people they're trying to help and keep about 30% for operations. The government keeps about 70% for its operations and gives about 30%. So if your claim is that people are too greedy to give their money up, that's fine. But what you're doing is you're putting greedy people in charge of taking people's money to give it to other people.
Not Bernie Sanders, Mark. He would never do something like that.
Bernie Sanders doesn't get to be in charge of welfare.
Let's continue. You can bring up what you want, and we're going to go to Dennis. He's in Indianapolis. Listening to WIBC. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Welcome.
Hey, I just want to talk to you a little bit about immigration. A lot of people, I hear a lot of people talk about immigration. They really don't know what they're talking about. And I like to start off saying that I've got to know a lot of Hispanics over the years, and a lot of people don't realize the main problem over Mexico is the economy is so out of whack down there that the average person can only make $3, $5 a day, make, you know, $15, $20 a week. And it costs $30 a week minimum to live. And you know, if I had a half a brain and I had strength, I would, and if I had a family and I want to get ahead in this world or this, and there was no opportunities in Mexico, I'd cross the border too, guys. But
absolutely.
You don't realize this. And I want to say that, you know, I'm Italian Irish. All of our ancestors came over here from different countries. A lot of them came over illegally. A lot of them came over legally. In the 1800s, hell, they'd make you a citizen in a second. You join the Civil War and die, they'd make you a citizen in a second. I mean,
all you had to do is show up at Ellis Island. They mess your name up. Bam, you're in. They keep you for 3 days to see if you got TB.
Yeah, right. And people don't realize that. And it takes so long to be a citizen. I know guys that've been here 30 years, and they just became a citizen, I think, after 25 years or more. It's not fair. A lot of the poor immigrants come over here. a rich guy that has money, they'll make him a citizen right away if he invests in the economy. I don't know the different laws, but I've heard about it, I've read about it. But a lot of people don't realize this. And a lot of these immigrants are, they're like our ancestors. When they came over here, they were hungry, man. They wanted to get ahead. And yes, the Irish, the Italians, everybody, they live 10 people in a house, just like the Mexicans. But the Mexicans
Absolutely.
Are getting the raw deal. They're getting dogged out. And there's so much bad controversy over the Mexicans. And in the Midwest, I mean, they profile them. And I own a business. I employ a lot of them. They have over the years. They got to have a Social Security number. They get taxed. You know, like you said, we should get a blue card. In my eyes, the government, really, they won't come down and arrest me or deport these guys. They want the money. They want those taxes, okay? And they won't
arrest me
because as long as I'm getting taxes taken out, guys. And that's what it's all about is taxes. And I like to ask a lot of people this question, or I don't know if you guys know this, but how much do all these Mexicans or illegal, or whatever you want to call them, immigrants come here, how much they contribute towards the economy and how much they take from the economy? A lot of people don't realize this, but if there's 100 people working off one Social Security number, at the end of the year, they're filing tax. I mean, at the end of the year, only one person to file taxes and get their money back. The guys are illegal. They're not getting taxes back at the end of the year.
And Mark, you made that point briefly earlier.
This is a point that I never make on the air because nobody believes it. You cannot change. You cannot say something right in the face of what people believe and expect them to believe it. But the fact is that illegal immigrants – And immigrants generally and, you know, people of non-white origins, all of these, they're a net benefit to the economy over and over. There hasn't yet to be a study that I've been able to look at that says, oh, these people are not a net benefit.
You're right on, Dennis. Thank you for the compassion.
They buy everything. They get taxed on cell phones, gas, everything. They're contributing. I'm not for them going on the system or anything. Maybe, or getting on a...
But that's a problem with the system, right? The system is the problem. The fact that it even exists in the first place, that it's a government program. If it were private charity, again, then each charity could decide who they service, and each of the charity's contributors could decide who, you know, which charities are worthy of giving to. You're great call, Dennis. Thank you for your compassion tonight, man. I really appreciate it. Go ahead. Real fast. Fast. Head of the segment. Sorry, man. Can't say the S word on the radio. All right, so we're going to come back with more Free Talk Live in moments. Hour number three is on the way. 855, 450 free. We got room for you and your comments coming up.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.